Bugs in a Box. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Ask the ACLU, and they will tell you that to put a terrorist like Abu Zubaydah in a box and drop a caterpillar in the box and imply that it might sting him, that's torture.
Even though they don't, you know, leave a visible wound, these memos describe techniques that certainly cause severe pain and suffering, which meets any definition of torture.
But now, former Vice President Cheney has jumped back in. He tells Fox News that he wants the other CIA memos released, the memos showing that the torture worked, cruel though it may seem.
But I know specifically of reports that I read, that I saw, that lay out what we learned through the interrogation process and what the consequences were for the country.
And the ACLU has another problem with its torture argument. The next generation doesn't buy it.
A group of kids in my car this morning was taking them to the dentist, and they're listening to your program, and they're laughing at this caterpillar story.
That's a listener named Debbie. She says teenagers just don't see bugs in a box as a big deal.
Looking at each other and saying, we've done worse than that ourselves. Spiders, earwigs, caterpillars.
What the ACLU calls torture, they call reality TV.
These are children raised with shows on TV like Fear Factor. If this is the worst you can do for torture, they're never going to believe it's torture.
Especially if we're talking about terrorists.
They think if that's the worst that you can do is a bug for someone that's accused of this, bring it on.
But what about the ACLU, the Geneva Convention?
They think the ACLU lady that came on, they said, oh, lady, take a break.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.